Justice Nwalis Sylvester Nguta, his passing came as a shock because this is a justice of the court who has barely a few months to finish his term when he gets to the age of 70. As nature would have it, he has given up the ghost and sadly has left. But he left behind a record of very competent and articulate interpretation of the Constitution. And the president of Nigeria is saying his death would obviously leave a gap in the Supreme Court, considering his experience and dedication to the interpretation of the Constitution.
Shehu, Justice Nguta was in 2018, I think, accused of corrupt practices. Was he forced to retire because of this?
No. Those things, I think everyone has put those issues behind themselves because you can see that he had resumed his seat in the Supreme Court and had carried on with his duties until this unfortunate departure at this time. He, as a justice of the Supreme Court, by law, must retire at the age of 70. And I must say that even at 70 is an improvement following an approval earlier given by the Nigerian government that they could serve up to 70 years. Before now, they had served up to 65 years and they left service.
Has there been any information in terms of what he died from?
No, we have not been made aware of that. But certainly, we are not aware that he died of COVID, which most people will rush into assuming. Nothing to indicate COVID at this time.
The president did say something about the herdsmen. I read also about them carrying weapons. What did the president say?
The president has given an order to all criminals wielding weapons such as the AK-47 rifles illegally. They are not law enforcement agencies found in the forest. Bandits, herdsmen, whoever they are, they should be shot if they don't disarm.
Shehu, of course, today, Monday, is International Women's Day. I think I might have read in one of the Nigerian papers where the president was touting his support for women in his government.
Well, the idea is to present the evidence because it's not just enough to say we are promoting women and they are occupying the center stage in the affairs of the country. People will ask, who are they? Where are they? So this is why we took the unprecedented step of publishing a litany of women promoted to very high government positions, including ministers, government advisors, and the chief executives of government agencies. We believe that this is to demonstrate the fact that the president walks his talk.